B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's 4 o'clock hour on a Friday, special hour for a couple of reasons. 4 o'clock hour brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Check him out online at LandisBDC.com. Yeah, on Friday at this time, we welcome in the man also brought to us by Landis Block, the great number 36, Brian Westbrook. Hello, B. West.
Good afternoon, Mikey Miss. How are you, my friend?
Well, doing good. Now, here's the thing. Today is a special day for all of us, including you, because we have moved General Knowledge Wednesday to Friday because we had a couple short shows, one on Wednesday, one on Thursday. So you have been designated as the lifeline for the audience members. If they get one wrong, you can save them.
Oh, this is going to be easy work for me then. Yeah, hey, this is going to be great for the audience. You guys just want to give out prizes. That's what basically what you're saying. You want to give out prizes.
Yes. We are interested. And so we figured we get a Villanova guy in here. It's a can't miss.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Now, if we had somebody from Temple, maybe, you know. Yeah. I'm saying that facetiously, Natalie. Natalie gave me daggers. Saying it facetiously. There's a chance to get to for you to show off all the classes that you went to, Brian.
Oh my goodness, that was long ago. And there may have been a couple classes here and there that I couldn't make it to for my sleeping requirements.
Of course, those morning classes didn't roll with you. No. I got it. All right, so let's we'll talk about some NFL issues right now. So the opt-out deadline is over, and the league at first kind of estimated that it would be 25. Well, it's in the 60s that opted out. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think the draw of the money, obviously the NFL thought the draw of the money and not having the guaranteed contracts would be a little bit bigger, and that guys wouldn't say, you know, I'm going to choose my health and my family more than the game. And when you think about it, just think about all the younger guys that have retired because of mental issues, all the beating up of their body. And I think when you also look at the climate of the world right now, guys, players in general across all leagues have become a little bit more aware. And I think they have a better understanding of their own power in themselves. And so I'm not surprised that it was some more a bit more people, players opting out than initially thought. But I think it's a good choice for all those players. I mean, most of those players are citing family issues or family members that have either had the virus and, you know, unfortunately passed away, or some of the issues closer to home as far as with the kids and family. I completely understand that. I think it may, those some of those players may be frowned upon by the management, but I think this is a great opportunity for the players to make a good critical decision that's in the best interest of the player. That just doesn't happen very often through your NFL career.
All right, because most of these opt-outs came from the New England Patriots. Now, does that say that these players are reading the tea leaves and go, we're going to stink, so I'm out? Or is it they're looking at it like, this is a year where I don't have to put up with Bill, and since we're not going to be good, I can get out? Is it a combination of both those factors, you think?
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of the two. But I don't know, and I can't sit here and say that the Patriots won't be good this year. I just can't sit here and say that. A lot of it depends on Cam and how they handle that situation. Their defense still will be very good. I think Bill Belichick will still out-game plan many teams. And if Cam could be some of the player that he was down in Carolina, I still think in that AFC East, they have a chance to be a pretty decent team.
Well, we'll see.
Do you disagree with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're going to struggle this year. Yeah, I know he's God, the guy that coaches there, but I'm not feeling it this year for them. Unless Cam carries him on his shoulders.
Well, unless Tom Brady was okay last year. He was not great. They didn't have a bunch of talent around him. Now, with a guy that can move around a little bit more, we'll see how good of a coach Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick truly are.
All right, yes, we will definitely see that. Now, let's look at the Eagles now, because they made a signing that we haven't mentioned yet. So they signed Vinny Curry to a one-year deal for depth. I don't know. I don't really have one feeling one way or the other on this. How do you feel about this? Is this a help?
Well, I think Vinny Curry is a quality character guy, a guy that you can add to your roster at any time. And he'll give you a bit of depth. He's not going to give you a bunch of productions as far as sack numbers, but he'll give you consistency. He'll give you some work ethic type of thing. And I think he's, 32, 33 years old? So he's starting to get a little bit older.
He's 32.
Yeah, when I look at Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett as the starters, though, you know, I have some big time questions. Brandon Graham, again, up in that age category, 32 years old. Derek Barnett not being healthy, you know, completely healthy. The defensive end production is a big part of the defense's production. And when you face the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know that you're jumping out of your chair afraid of that pass rush coming at you. Yeah. We know what Fletcher Cox can do in front. We understand that. But I think that the Eagles certainly could have gotten a lot better at the defensive end position if they wanted to have that fear instilled in some offenses this season.
Yeah, and the thing is, this fan base was kind of counting on two other names to see they would reach out, Ngakoue and Clowney, and obviously this puts an end to that, and they're gonna go with this, and I kind of agree with you. It's probably not enough, considering, yeah, Clowney is still available. I don't know. What do you think, that they could make a move there?
You know, I would think that if they were going to make that Clowney move and that was in the cards, they would have already done it, and they probably would have done it before they signed Vinnie Curry. I think this seems to be a last-ditch effort, but one of those moves where you say, okay, we're going to go with the guys that we have. Let's add some depth and some guys that we know already can come in and give us what we need. And that's why you sign a guy like Vinnie Curry.
Yeah, now the odds have been polite to the Eagles in the offseason. Vegas thinks this is going to be a pretty viable team. I see some question marks still at the skill positions. I don't know what's going to happen at wide receiver, and you brought up the defensive end situation. So the linebacker situation seems to be a little iffy. So where do they stand right now in your mind?
Well, I have those same concerns as you, but the other part is you're in a division with three brand new head coaches, three brand new offenses, that, you know, and you're in a situation with the whole coronavirus that these guys haven't been able to practice together. They haven't been able to meet together. You talk about why is it so important to have culture and character inside a locker room and for a team. How do you develop that over Skype and Zoom? It's just hard to do. And so I think when you talk about the continuity of coaching staff with Doug Peterson coming back, with having the same quarterback and coach combination, and of course, I think some of the pieces that excelled last year, Miles Sanders, that played very well. You obviously throw in Ertz and Goddard, guys like that. And you have to hope that DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey can give you something for the over the course of the season. I mean, I'm not talking about just a couple of games. They have to be able to contribute over the course of the season, and you get something out of your first-round pick and Jalen Reagor as well.
Yeah, we shall see. The NFL is carrying on. They have a semi-protocol that they're going to try to follow. How you feel about this?
You know, I still struggle. I mean, we talked about it a bit last week, and just how are guys going to let go? And I was talking to one of the guys down in Miami, and he was basically saying, listen, I'm 25 years old. I'm single. I want my boys. I want my family to come visit me. Who else am I going to hang out with? Do I just hang out with the guys on the team? Mm-hmm. Or can I hang out with my friends and family that come visit? I would have to imagine that includes females as well. So how does that not happen during the season? And again, I know how stressful it is. And it's very hard for anyone to say, you know what? I'm not going to do anything except for go to work and to go home. Just for the listeners, just imagine you going work to work and home every day without stopping past a happy hour, and without you start doing some of these things that have been so important for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've done that. I think everyone has done that over the course of time since March. But can you do that during the football season, the most stressful part of your season? I think it's going to be hard for some players. And I have to believe because of that, that they're going to put themselves at risk. And I would imagine that there's a couple of cases per week of the virus spreading.
Yeah. So let me move that thought now to college football, because, you know, all these colleges are making these plans to get going. Now, Connecticut opted out of the season, but, you know, the other Power Five leagues are trying to figure it out, and they're determined to play. In fact, the SEC now has announced they're going to test all players twice a week, 6 and 3 days before the games. Is that good enough?
You know, it sounds like money decisions. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like the money is making those decisions. You have to wonder, you said 6 days and 3 days before a game. I also have to wonder, you know, if they were to test them the day of the game, the day, you know, right before the game, would there be potentially more tests? I think that if you're trying to actually keep people safe, you're going to test them on game day as well, because what happens between the third game, the third day in game day? Though that's just as important when you talk about spreading the virus. So if you get test positive on game day because of the plane flight, because of the hotel that you stayed in, or whatever you've done between the third game and game day, at that point, you have the potential of spreading it to a different school, not just the guys on your own team. And so I would think if they're truly serious, they would change that around just a bit. But this is money decisions. Football is big business, and as far as college football goes. And I'm not surprised that some schools are trying to find a way to make sure that they can go out there and compete and make that money, especially in this type of environment. When schools lost a lot of money in the spring, I mean, I know Villanova lost a bunch of money, and we're not a big-time football school, but they lose money in tuition and room and board and obviously some of the dining halls. Some of these schools are trying to get some of that money back, and football is a great way to do it for a lot of these bigger schools.
Yeah. The other more complicated thing, they still haven't figured out the fan situation. Texas A&M, that's in the SEC now, they're planning on 50,000. While other schools think that they'll have zero, and if you have 50,000 and you have possible people, and you don't know how they're going to be distanced, from our college kids, what if that they got close to a player or a female from a school, as Brian was mentioning, think these are younger people.
Yeah.
How do you keep that from causing a spread? I think having no fans would help the players be safer because less fraternization with other people.
In other words, the Penn State model.
Yes.
Penn State has just, I'm going to give you a chance to laud Penn State, Brian, and rip them. All right? So because there's a lot of disgruntled Penn State fans out there. So Penn State has said no fans for the games. Okay. All right. However, you know, there are a lot of season ticket holders. And to get a season ticket, you have to pay a seat contribution. Okay. The seat contributions range from $100 to $2,000 per seat. Wow. So now they've given the fans three options for their tickets. They can either have your ticket money that you pay for the tickets donated to something called the Levi Lamb Fund, which provides money for scholarships and support academics and medical health for the college athletes. That's worthwhile, right? You can have your tickets roll over to the 2021 season, or you can opt for a refund. Sounds fair, right?
I think that's fair.
Now, however, let's get to the seat contributions. Suppose you pay $2,000 for seat contributions. And if you're paying $2,000, you're getting a good seat. Okay, these are premier seats that you have to pay to. And believe me, if you're paying $100, that's not a premier seat. So a lot of people are paying the $2,000 to watch Penn State football. They say you can't get that money refunded. That will automatically be converted to a tax-deductible donation to the Levi Lamb Fund.
There's nothing worse than the forced donation. Everybody wants to be able
forced
to
donation, and not only that, but guess what? Next year's seat, you have to pay the contribution fee all over again.
Yeah,
Penn State fans not happy.
No, I wouldn't be happy. Don't force me to donate to some place that, I mean, listen, it may be a great cause, but I may want to donate to somewhere else. Number one, the other part is, why would I need to basically pay a seat contribution if I'm not going to be sitting in the doggone seat? That makes no sense. And it also kind of screams, we're just taking your money. That's not how you treat your valued fans that have supported a football program for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, guess what? If they win a national championship, I'll pay that donation to the Levi Lamb Fund. In fact, I'll rename myself Levi Lamb. All right, how about that? How about you win a national championship and tell me about my seat contribution?
Yeah,
see?
It's been a long time.
I'm hard on my squad.
Yeah, I understand it, and I think that's fair.
All right. Let's move on to the Sixers, and we'll get to some calls. You've been following the Sixers. Not looking that special. And now Ben Simmons hurt. Probably won't play. I can't imagine he's going to play the rest of the schedule here until we get to the playoffs, and who knows then. What are you seeing with our team, our town, our 76ers?
Well, listen, you have to have, you know, in this age of basketball, two stars, maybe a third to really be contenders. And, you know, losing Ben, who, you know, I still question the position and how he's going to fit into that. And I imagine so many different things, some of which I send a to Ty about how this team could be better if they made some different moves and had different players. But this is a huge loss. This kind of, in my mind, they'll make it into the playoffs. But as far as serious contention, if Ben does not play, how serious can you take the team? And it postpones things. And I was listening for a short bit yesterday, and I heard a lot of people talking about, well, but what about next year and next year and next year? And I know you often do this to me. And it's about, well, Ben, that we, you know, you told me, well, but 2020 is a year and, you know, he'll go out there, or 2019 was a year, he'll go out there and show us. And this is the deadline, 2019. And then this year, well, we got to give him one more year because of this and because of that. And I believe that it's hard for Tigers to change their stripes. I believe that it's going to be hard for Ben to turn into this dynamic shooter or a shooter at all that we all want him to be. We see the videos. We saw him over the last two off seasons, and they have not helped as far as his performance in games. And now we put him at a different position. It's just hard for me to believe that player is going to be any different than what he is.
No, you're right. Here's the thing. That team hasn't been different since they've resumed play than the team we saw that was a sixth seed. So with or without Ben, I go, this is an unnatural switch. They don't have enough time to pull it off. No. I think they ought to just give him the ball, and when they start the playoffs, he goes back to what he was. But I'm very clear on this Ben thing. I've written it in stone now. All right, he's not going to even shoot it next year. It's not going to even come next year. So in the year 2022, if he's not shooting it, I'm out.
Mike, you better stop it.
I'm out on him. I am out on 2022. See,
2022.
2022. It's unrealistic to think he's going to do it next year. It's just not going to happen next year. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. So I have to weigh the talent that he brings to the floor against the fact that I'm not even going to see a shot next year, and I'm willing to ride it into the following season.
Here's my fear. Here will be my fear. And I get it. And everyone sees the upside of Ben Simmons. Only if he could do that. And I think about, before I was married, I think about some of the women that I dated. And I say, well, only if she had these qualities that this other woman had, she would be perfect. And only if that other woman had some of these qualities, only if she knew how to cook and knew how to do all those other things, I would have the perfect woman. And fortunately for me, I found my wife that is perfect for me. So
And she's in the house right now.
She's listening. So, she has that stick that they wave over top of your head.
Of course. I guess.
But at what point is Ben going to be the guy that we need him to be? He's had so many off seasons, and you keep giving him time. I get that. I just wonder. This is just a wonder of mine, and I know people in Philadelphia hate to hear it. It's just a wonder of mine that if other teams see the potential in Ben Simmons the same way that we see it, I wonder, is there another star out there that complements Joel Embiid a little bit better that can help him help this basketball team right away? The other part, here's the other second thought. If we're talking about 2022 now, so we're skipping the whole 2021, we're going back to 2022. How healthy, and you have to think about the health of your big man. Big man is hard to keep him healthy throughout a career. How healthy is Joel Embiid going to be at that point? Will he still have the ability to carry a basketball team? I hope that he will. You just have to wonder, does he still have that same...
I'm only going to 2022. It's not like I'm going into
this. It's 2020 right now. That's 2 years.
Embiid's still going to be viable 2 years. I mean, he's still going to be at the top of his game in 2 years.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. You have to ask the question, will he still be the same guy?
See, the one thing I'm not doing about Ben, because he has that special skill, is to give up on him too soon. Now, if I didn't see that special skill, then I would already been giving up. But I can't give up too soon on this kind of a player.
What's that special skill that you're
special
saying?
Skill? Come on, he's 6'10". He's the fastest guy in the league with the ball. I mean, that's he gets to the basket most any time he wants. I mean, that's a unique skill that you don't see often in this league.
Is it a more special skill? And I'll use this guy, the guy that I throw at Devon and Tyrone all the time. Is it a more unique skill than a guy like Devin Booker that can get you buckets?
What's a different skill? Devin Booker
gets it is a different skill. It's a skill that this team needs, though.
Well, listen, if you're going to ask me, over a couple of drinks. Whether I would trade Ben for Devin Booker, I might within 2 hours say yes. but that's not going to be available. So it's unrealistic because there's no way that the Suns would make a deal like that. So I gotta work with what I have. And what I have is a guy whose skill set is different than almost any player in the league except for Giannis. as far as with the ball, being able to do things with it, getting up and down, doing all that stuff. So I've got to wait. I'm sorry. I got to wait. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We got phone calls. And Brian Westbrook participating in General Knowledge Wednesday after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 4:30. Let's get Twin Pro update, and then we'll get to the calls. Play a little General Knowledge Wednesday. And Natalie Eganoff, the Twitter poll. It's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. What do we have?
All right, Mike, over 700 votes on this one so far. Some NHL coaches are suggesting the round-robin teams are not playing hard. Do you think that is a factor in the Flyers winning? 17% say yes. 83% say no.
All right, it's going up a percentage point. Yes. Flyer fans digging in. Anyway, every caller that gets a question correct today gets a $100 gift card at Jasser's Backyard in Conshohocken. And, of course, you can dine in their wonderful outdoor patio and enjoy one of their daily drink specials and live music. Friday through Sunday. All right, Brian, we're going to go to the phones, which means we're going General Knowledge. You're the lifeline for the people in case they stumble. All right?
Sounds good.
Let's go to Rick in Levittown, start things off. Rick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Rick?
Good segue. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. Ben Simmons. It's last night I was watching highlights on YouTube, and you're right. He can get to the rim without any effort at all. It's unbelievable. But him not shooting is just holding back himself, his legacy, and the team. I mean, defenses know he's not going to be shooting. And like Brian said, if Embiid had a player like Devin Booker, that would complement him so well. And it would just open things up for them.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. I want to make you general manager of Phoenix Suns.
Sixers
cost. No, I want to know. Are you going to give up Devin Booker?
No, they wouldn't. No, I wouldn't do it either.
All right.
I'm just saying. But if it's
the impossible to happen, like we're beating ourselves over the head, what you got to go is, listen, when am I going to give up on this guy? Don't give up on him too soon. I know it's not going to happen even next year. So I got to wait until 2022 is when I get totally exhausted. I'm only three quarters of the way exhausted right now.
It's a sliding scale.
Sliding scale because the guy's breathtaking in other things. You know, it would be an easier decision for me if he didn't have that other side to him.
Well, that also means to me that you don't believe in the window. I mean, there's a window that you're having.
Yeah, two years. That's not even a window. That's like, that's a flash. That's like a camera flash. All right. You ready for a General Knowledge question?
Rick? Yes, I am.
All right, Rick, here we are with first lines of songs. All right, here's the line. Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. I need to sing this to you? What, are you kidding me?
Today is the day they're going to throw it back to you.
Today is going to be the day. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You're out. I'm going to put you on hold now. Brian can win this for you, Rick from Levittown. Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
No shot.
What's the name of the song?
Well, Nat, don't laugh because before we started this and over the commercial break, I was so confident that I was going to be a help to the audience that now that you say that.
Well, this is just one category. You might be better in other categories, but you got nothing on this?
Nothing.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. Come on, this is Oasis, Wonderwall.
When you sung it, you made me feel worse about it. I was like, I definitely don't know that.
I knew Brian was going to get that one.
All right, well, Brian came up small. All right, let's go Craig in Drexel Hill. Craig, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Craig.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up, Craig?
Love the show. I don't mean to fanboy out at all, but this is so awesome that B. West is on the line. B. West, you're the man.
Thank you very much.
Can you imagine how we all feel?
I know.
To be fortunate to have him every week?
Yeah.
We almost wet ourselves here every Friday.
I've been on that for over an hour and a half. I didn't think I would have a chance to talk to him.
I gotcha.
I have a couple Flyer names for you, and then I have, actually, my question is about football, ironically. My Flyer names are, the first one, when I was a kid, I used to collect stickers. I used to get the hockey sticker books.
Yes.
And I would seemingly always get a Doug Crossman sticker in every pack I'd buy.
That's a pretty good one. Very good obscure Flyer. Not bad.
Yeah. And the other
it's
name...
It's pretty solid, though, for a couple years, Crossman.
Okay. I don't really remember.
Yeah, but he was a pretty solid Flyer for a couple years.
The other name that I always think of with obscure Flyers is Kent Mandeville.
That's a pretty good one. Kent Mandeville is not bad. I like it.
My football question is, you know, the opt-out deadline was yesterday. I'm very skeptical about this season happening. It might start, but I don't see it finishing because of the virus. But what happens if players want to opt out now?
Well, they'll get paid. They don't get their stipend. See, if you opted out, you get $150,000. And if you opted out for legit reasons, medical reasons, you get $250,000. So if you opt out now, you're just a contract. You don't get paid on it.
Do you guys think that players are going to, if it gets bad, players are going to say,
yes.
Nah, I'm out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. You think so, Brian?
Yeah, I think players will say at any point that they'll opt out. And I also think that they would argue that they should get paid, too, because, they're putting themselves at risk. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a couple guys yesterday, and just tell me what your thoughts on this. This is what they told to me. They said, listen, we had to sign a waiver so that now we're putting ourselves at risk. And because we're putting ourselves at risk and we get the virus, we contract the virus, at that point, they won't pay us at all. So to me, I mean, it seems a little bad as far as the NFL, the owners that have so much money to say, you know what, we're willing to, we want you to come entertain us. We want you to go out there and make us money. And we want you to be put in a situation where you can contract the virus. But if you do catch it, we're not going to pay you anything except for what you've already been paid thus far to that point in the season. Mm-hmm. That just looks bad to me. And I would have to think long and hard about opting into this whole deal if I was a player in the NFL at this point.
I got you. Craig, are you ready for a general knowledge question?
I'm ready.
$100 gift card now. Correct answer. Get you a quick 100. All right, here we go. Shakespearean quotes.
Oh, boy.
All right, here's the quote. Something is blank in the state of Denmark.
Something is blank in the state of Denmark.
Yes. Something is blank in the state of Denmark. Very famous quote. It's from
Brian.
It's from the play Hamlet.
I think I can help you with this one. Something is rotten.
That's correct. All right.
Yeah.
He saved you, Craig. There it is. That's from Hamlet, the melancholy Dane. I actually can relate to Hamlet.
That's my high school.
I'm a kind of a Hamlet personality.
Yes.
Yeah, melancholy, overthinking stuff.
I can see that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good God. Okay. It's semi-depressive. You know. All right, let's go. Let's go to Rob in Seattle. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob.
Mike, oh my gosh, hockey. Flyers hockey is back. I'm in heaven, baby. But look, I want to shout out at the young D. It says a lot, you know, that Ghost Gossip Bear can't get in because, you know, the young guys, Favre, Sanheim, and Myers are playing so good. You know, and then you throw in that veteran Nick Sabron and Niskanen, and those guys really look sharp. You see the mitts on Sanheim the other night? Oh, my gosh. So is Ghost going to get traded? That's going to be the next question I'm wondering.
Yes. Yes. Next. Yes. I predict he will be moved in the offseason.
Yeah. I'm thinking so, too. But here's a couple.
Remember when he first came up, like how people put him on there. Oh, look at this. He's like one of the top three young dudes we have, right?
Maybe Bobby Orr.
Yeah. Yes.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I was one of those. I called you, and as you said, I hope they don't send him down. But, yes, you know, I'm one of those guys. But anyway, North Philly guy, here's a couple of old school names. Jack McElarkey, Tom Goodenough, Larry Goodenough.
Larry Goodenough.
And buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right, brother. You want general knowledge question?
Oh, he's in Seattle.
I'm sorry, I'm in Seattle, but my
brother's he's one of Philly's finest. Can I just send it to him?
Tyrone's giving you the Ziggy. Tyrone Lannister gave you the Ziggy.
Oh, wait a minute, Tyrone. But I want to shout out to Tyrone. Look, if you come to the Northwest, be careful, man, because I moved here 20 years ago from Philly and haven't turned back. But
can he stay with you for a little while till he figures it out?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, can Ty come with the wife? Can he hang with you for like a month or two?
Absolutely.
All right, sounds good. All right, brother. Thanks, man. We appreciate the call. All right, there you go. You got a little way station.
Even though you would have let him have a question.
I know.
Well, it wasn't that. It's that it's actually we're not really allowed to do that.
I know.
What, to give a question to a guy out of town?
We're allowed to do that. Technically, he would have to get it. We can't really give it.
Oh, we can't do it by proxy.
Right. Yeah. We would get in trouble. So I'm just trying to be a stickler for the actual rule.
That's why we need you.
Yeah.
You're the stickler. You're the stickler.
Everyone would get a prize if it were up to me.
We could have very easily given this guy a question.
I got to trust Ty's. He's the guillotine man.
Yeah, not legally.
I got to trust him to drop the guillotine on
because
the
then you start the hookups run amok.
There you go.
And then the feds start looking at you.
That's right.
And I don't want the feds near this place.
That's right.
Okay, Joe Banner. He's trying to Joe Banner us right now.
Feds.
Can't fight the feds. Dave in Center City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
What's up, gang?
What's going on, Dave?
I do not need $100 because, Brian, Sunday night I'm cashing in 11 grand. I have Tiger Eldrick Woods, 50 to win on him at 22 to 1. He misses half the fairways yesterday. He's only 3 strokes out, Brian. He tees off at 5 o'clock, my brother. I know you're right in front of the TV.
He's 6 back right now, Holmes. The leader's minus 8 right now.
Oh, that's one.
He hasn't played yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian. Hey, Brian. There's a running back that patterns himself after you. He's 33 right now. I'm wondering if you reached out to him. I've been reading up on him. Ray Rice has just been blackballed from the league. Have you reached out to him? Any thoughts on him?
I haven't talked to Ray. I know Ray pretty decently. I have not spoken to him in quite some time, though. So, no, I have not.
Well, you're thinking he could come back?
No, I'm just perplexed that, his wife is stuck by him after he beat the stuffing out of her.
I can't, get involved in their personal situation and how they repaired it, but maybe he's thought that football was a kind of a poison and that he's gone in another direction with his life.
Yeah. Brian, are you going to watch Tiger today or no?
I am going to watch Tiger. And I certainly will pay a little bit more attention to him this weekend, as long as he makes the cut, which I think he will. Yeah.
Dave, good luck. Good luck to you on that back.
Hey, Mikey Miss, if he at Minnesota, the Valley Country Club, he would have shot an 86 yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
I'm glad you made that bet. So good luck.
Yeah, can I have a question, actually?
You want a question? You're not going to give me a colleges today?
Oh, you want a couple?
No, it's all right. No, it's okay. No, we'll save it for another day.
Okay.
It's time for you. This is the NBA Top 10.
Yes.
Okay. All right. For the decade, the NBA Top 10 of the decade, 2010 to now.
Yes, sir.
Give me one of the top 3 leaders in total blocked shots.
Oh my God, I know this.
I'm gonna tell you,
Brian,
Brian, help. Brian, all right, Brian, you can rescue him. Total block shots in the decade. Who you got?
Just one guy?
One guy in the top three.
What's the guys up in the Raptors? Their center. Serge Ibaka.
That is correct.
Yes.
Oh, I don't believe it. Westbrook with two lifelines.
Serge plays great defense. I mean, that's why he's still part of that championship's quality squad. And that's why that team still is hard to beat.
That's a good pull by you, man. Yeah. Serge Ibaka, number one. Tyrone, you got two and three?
Is Gobert in there?
Nope.
What about, he's not one of the best in the decade, but I know the kid up in Brooklyn blocks a lot of shots. He's young, so he's not. But the other guy, DeAndre Jordan.
That's number two. Westbrook on a roll. DeAndre Jordan is number two. Who's number three? Longtime NBA center. Kind of a kook.
JaVale McGee?
No.
Dwight Howard
is correct. Dwight Howard is three. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Home stretch of Brian Westbrook. He's here till 5. Mike Missinelli Show. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Alrighty, it is Mike Missinelli Show. Brian Westbrook is with us till 5. It's General Knowledge Wednesday. It's presented by Testo in North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox when precision measurements matter. Be sure with Testo. And of course, $100 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken, where you can dine in their wonderful outdoor patio. And they've got live music Friday through Sunday. All right, Brian, we're coming down the home stretch. Are you ready to help the people? 2 for 3 for you. Lifeline, that's good work. Let's go to Alan in Mechanicsburg. Alan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Alan?
Hey, I had a question about the taxi squad in Lehigh.
Mm-hmm.
If they bring up Howard or Baum,
mm-hmm.
they have to send down 2 guys, right?
Yep.
So, do they have to? Is that like a free-willing thing? They can do that the whole season?
Yeah, I assume they can. I'm not really sure, but I assume they can.
So it's not a set,
right? Yeah, they like for instance, like I don't know what they would do with Neil Walker. Like he
right,
doesn't
that's
have
options.
I don't
thinking.
Know if they could put him down there or designate him for assignment. I don't know what the story would be with him, but I can't think of anybody else unless Goslin has options and they would send him down.
Well, I can't see sending him down.
I know, because he's hot.
Yeah.
But I don't know who else would it be.
Well, pick anyone in the bullpen.
Yeah, it probably is. But, you know, you're bringing up one pitcher, one hitter. You're going to be short a pitcher if you drop one, you know, or two.
Yeah, and now I got Brian. I was expecting Brian to be on there. And this is for both of you. Do you think that the XFL has a better chance of succeeding now that The Rock has bought it out? I mean, everything that guy touches turns to gold.
The Rock. What do you think, Brian?
Well, you know, I love The Rock. Let me start there. I love The Rock, and I actually love his relationship with Kevin Hart just because they go back and joke around with each other a whole bunch. But I don't know that people are that interested in football other than college and NFL. I really don't. It hasn't been proven to me that America's attention can be on a different league for more than a couple weeks, let's say a month's period, as far as the XFL and all these other leagues that have come about. And I know the XFL has plenty of money. They'll throw a bunch of money and advertising at it. But for a sustained period of time, we haven't seen America in our country be interested in other leagues other than the NFL.
No, I agree with you, but he must see something.
USFL.
And they did get some ratings. So
they did. I mean, yeah. I don't know if you can have sustained success. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm more with you. Yeah.
Can I give you a couple flyers?
Sure. Give me a couple off-square flyers.
One might be too good. Flocky Hockey.
He's too
good. Ron Flockhart.
He was too good. He had a flurry. He was a star for that year.
All right, how about Tim Tookie?
That's a good one. Tim Tookie. He was back and
all
forth.
Kind, all kinds of great minor numbers in the minors.
Yeah, he was an AHL regular who got called up like 15 times for 2 days.
Never got a chance in the AHL.
All right, brother. Here's a general knowledge question for you. Are you ready for this? First line of songs. Again, Westbrook can save you, but I don't know if this is his best category. I'm going to give you the first line of a song. You tell me what the song is. All right, let's go with this one here. Tommy used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. Tommy used to work on the docks.
Bon Jovi.
What's the name? What's the name of the song? You got to give me a name of the song.
Brian,
what's the name of the song?
When you said Bon Jovi, you just struck me out. I'm completely out of
it. Oh, I'm living on a prayer.
Living on a prayer. Okay.
Man.
Oh.
Yeah, Bon Jovi.
Not his category. This is not his category.
No.
Not at all. Let's go.
We didn't have that class in Villanova. We didn't have first line of music classes in Villanova.
Now, this is how you know Brian was treated differently. You going to tell me Brian didn't go to a single Villanova party where Bon Jovi wasn't on?
Yeah, you know that was playing in Kelly's.
But Brian was at such a level, he probably was at the party, he didn't pick out what he wanted to pick out and got up out of there.
He didn't hang out with the regular people.
Yeah, because that was on after those Villanova parties. Uh-huh. There's no doubt. In his era,
all those smart rich kids hanging out at Kelly's, getting over inebriated, walking down Lancaster Avenue, that wasn't you.
No, you went in, picked, and left.
It's called a pick and roll. Pick and roll.
All right, Brian, listen, man, you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
That's Brian Westbrook. Always fun to join us on Friday for an hour. We still have some $100 gift cards to give out at 5 o'clock hour. It'll be all calls. We're talking Flyers. We're talking Sixers on tap tonight. It's the Mike Mussinelli Show.
Real fast, Mike, yes, sir. Go to break. Mm-hmm. Remember when Tyler Skaggs passed away from the Angels?
Yes. They just indicted somebody, didn't they?
Yes, a former Angels employee named Eric Kay was charged with distributing the fentanyl unfortunately to him, and that's
that's terrible
because a lot of those are accidental.
Yeah.
So I know that people were locked into that story because he was so young. Yeah.
Oh, so sad.
Very sad. It's a shame. All right, 5 o'clock hour next. Mike Mussinelli Show continues.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.